I expect with it being close to the beginning of the year that you will have spent some time at work talking about what's your goals for the year, what do you want to achieve by the end of 2024, maybe even got into something a little bit more deeper and meaningful around what your purpose is as a team, what your strategic priorities are. And I've just spent the last few weeks facilitating workshops like that and being in the room with people as they're thinking about that for their teams. And so for this bite-sized portion of our after-dinner leadership, I wanted to talk a little bit more about that process and just some reflections, having spent much of my time doing that type of work over the last 3 weeks. I really want to pick up, first of all, the words that we use around this process. We talk about purpose, why we exist as a team. Maybe we talk about strategy. I really want to lean into this word vision. And we use it synonymously often with purpose and strategy. What's our vision for the team? What's our mission? These kind of things are kind of overlap with each other. I really like this word vision because it suggests that we are seeing something, that we are using our imagination, or we have a mental image of a future place that we're trying to get to. And I think that's a powerful process that we can try to adopt within the team to make our purpose, our strategy, our goals more meaningful. What does the future look like? Like, can I see it? Have I tried to visualize what it looks like? Do I understand what it looks like now? And that I'm using sight to help me with that. And one of the processes that I love to apply is to put some modeling clay down into the group and, you know, get plasticine, we call it in the UK. You know, give some plasticine. You've got this playful kind of energy in the room. And ask the group to think about, what is the landscape that your team operates in? Now, immediately, there's some people sit there and think, what on earth is he talking about? And I haven't played with modeling clay since I was 5. But actually, it's one of the reasons why I like to bring it into the training room is and into the workshop, is for people to look at the situation in a different way, maybe open up parts of the brain that aren't particularly active on a normal day-to-day basis, that more creative part and playful part of their thinking, and bring that into play. So how do you see your team? You know, if it was going to be an object or a thing or the landscape that it works in, what would you see it as? And so some of the ideas that I've seen in the last few weeks, we've had trees and all sorts of different vehicles, trains, cars, rocket ships. That was a particularly resonant one for that team. And getting them parts of the human body, represented in this modeling clay as well. So we've got all these different ways of representing it. Then it's like leaning into what specifically is our team in that picture, in the rocket ship. Is it the whole rocket? Is it the boosters? Is it the fuel? You know, what part is our team got to play? What are the other stakeholders that we interact with? Where are they in this diagram? And then visualize 2 years from now, 3 years from now, what does it look like then? How would this picture change? How would this model change in front of you? What would you see? Where do you want it to be? From an aspirational point of view, what are you looking at in the future? I like this idea of sight and visualization and using kind of creative process to be able to explore what's possible. What if? There's no rules. Not many rules anyway. There's not objects that we can leave off the table. But it's a really interesting exercise to see how different people are seeing the same situation. You know, ask the same question. 5-6 different variations of the model come to life. And as the team explore that, they start to express the team dynamics in slightly different ways. Maybe similar themes emerge, but then something takes hold. You know, for example, the rocket ship, people really like that analogy. Okay, what does that mean? And what does that mean for our future? What would we need to do differently? What is it at the heart of our purpose if we are a rocket ship? What is it? What are we about? But it's a this idea of establishing team purpose could be done independently, but I really love the creative and team dynamic associated with doing it. Albert Einstein came up with this quote: creativity is seeing what others see and thinking what no one else has ever thought. And my observation over the last few weeks is if you can get people to see the challenge, you know, see the team in a very visual way in front of them, a drawing, a picture, a model, they start to think what they haven't thought before. That as a collective, they've never seen it that way. And now they're starting to think differently about the team and what's possible. And yeah, then the hard work is the application to actually deliver on that vision. But I encourage you to really think about the creative methods to get people to visualize and vision, literally vision the future of the team. Bring it to life in front of them. It's a great process, and I wish you the best of success in finding your purpose as a team and then delivering on that purpose. I trust that something I've shared today might agitate some helpful thoughts, some constructive thoughts as to how you can help build a more purposeful team.